As the war of words between Donald Trump and the family of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq escalates, the families of other service people killed in the line of duty are getting involved. Over a dozen Gold Star families signed a letter demanding that Trump apologize for disparaging comments about Keyser Khan following Khan's appearance at the Democratic National Convention. But Trump defenders, including Army veteran Charles Grillo of Newton, say it's Khan who should act by speaking directly to Muslim Americans about the threat of radical Islamic terrorism rather than attacking the candidate, Donald Trump.
Mr. Khan might have an opportunity to maybe be a potential spokesperson to advise that we should eradicate the radicalism, because a lot of people are getting radicalized, and that's causing people to get killed, which should stop and must stop.
Among the relatives of service people killed in the line of duty looking for an apology from Donald Trump is a Bedford woman whose son died in an ambush of his convoy in Iraq in 2003. Alma Hart did not sign that letter we mentioned, but came to our studios to talk about Mr. Trump and her son, Army Private First Class John Hart.
I wake up every morning and I think about him. It's just the way it is. You wake up in the morning and you go, gosh, I miss him. And then you wake up enough to go, oh, yeah, he's dead. I have pictures of him all over the house, and I stop and I look at them and I get wistful. So I'm proud of the Khans for getting on the stage and even doing it. For them to be criticized for doing it really annoys me.
The Khan family implied that Donald Trump is tone deaf, saying that he knows nothing about sacrifice. And I'm wondering, do you feel that what Donald Trump has said about all this somehow devalues your and your family's sacrifice?
It indicates that he doesn't understand. And I've had this so many times at, you know, where you meet people at parties or at some sort of business meeting, and they don't know what to say and they shoot their mouth off the wrong way. Trump seems to not be able to have normal civil discourse, that if he can't even back up and say, you know, I said that wrong. And he had plenty of time to think over his reply. He didn't get surprised at a dinner party.
He has responded by calling the Khan son a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that since he was viciously attacked, he asked, am I not allowed to respond? I'm wondering what your response to his question is.
The Khans did not viciously attack him. They indicated that he apparently hadn't read the Constitution. Should he have responded to that? No. He needs to grow a thicker skin if he's going to be a successful president. For the Khans to say he's wrong about Muslim Americans, who better to speak on the matter?
Questions are being raised about whether the deaths of servicemen and women in the line of duty should be politicized. Do you think that's what's happened here, the politicizing of a military death?
No. My son did not sign away my civil rights when he joined the Army. And for any family to make a statement contributing to the national discussion is not politicizing a death.
I'm wondering what you hope will come out of all this.
An honest discussion. You know, we have, you know, starting from 2001 into the present, I mean, we've had, you know, 15 years of war and nothing's really straightened out. We've got the rise of ISIS. I don't know what's going to happen in Syria and Turkey. We need to have a serious discussion on, are we willing to send American soldiers and Marines back over there for more? I mean, how many American lives are we willing to risk? And are you willing to risk your child?
Your son's buried in Arlington, right?
My son is buried in Arlington National Cemetery, which Mr. Khan referenced. The headstones, it's a great social leveler because the headstones are all shaped the same, and you stand there on the grass and the it's sloping down the hill, and you see all the stones. It's just the feeling that you get there. And to look at the whole expanse of, 150 years worth of military graves, it's...
As you say, the great equalizer.
It is. It absolutely is.
Alma Hart of Bedford, thank you very much for coming in. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. It was a pleasure to be here and contribute to this conversation.
Alma Hart is a Gold Star mother from Bedford. Her son, Army Private First Class John Hart, was killed in action in Iraq in 2003.